Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, I'm actually going to read you an excerpt from my book today for obviously the 8th of October. We're going back to 1515, which is, of course, in the reign of King Henry VIII. Lady Margaret Douglas, Countess of Lennox, was born on this day in 1515. Margaret was the daughter of Margaret Tudor, Queen Dowager of Scotland and sister of Henry VIII, and also the daughter of Archibald Douglas, 6th Earl of Angus. Margaret was born at Harbottle Castle in Northumberland, home of Thomas, 2nd Lord Dacre, because her mother went into labour as she fled Scotland to go to Henry VIII's court in London. Margaret was baptised on the 9th of October, but her mother was ill after the birth and wasn't well enough to travel onward to London until spring 1516. Mother and baby stayed in England until June 1517, when Henry VIII sent his sister and niece back to Scotland. Margaret became the focus of a custody battle when her parents argued over Archibald keeping a mistress. Archibald took custody of Margaret for many years, but in 1530 she joined the household of Henry VIII's daughter Mary at Beaulieu. The two, being close in age, became close friends, and the friendship stayed strong even when Margaret became Henry VIII's heir presumptive, when he made his daughters Mary and Elizabeth illegitimate. Margaret was said to be a beauty, and when she was acting as lady-in-waiting to Queen Anne Boleyn, she fell in love with Lord Thomas Howard, son of Thomas Howard, 2nd Duke of Norfolk. The couple became secretly betrothed, but were split up by a furious Henry VIII, who threw them both in the Tower. Margaret was released when she became ill, but was sent to Sion Abbey and kept there under house arrest. She was released on the 29th of October, 1537, but her beloved died in the Tower on the 31st of October. Margaret went on to serve as a lady to Anne of Cleves and Catherine Howard, but was sent back to Sion for a while when she fell in love with Catherine Howard's brother. She acted as a bridesmaid at the marriage of Henry VIII and Catherine Parr in July 1543. And then, in 1544, she married Matthew Stuart, 13th or 4th Earl of Lennox, a descendant of James I of Scotland and an influential man. The couple's first child, Henry Lord Darnley, died in infancy in 1545, but his namesake, Henry Stuart Lord Darnley, who was born just a week after his brother's death, survived and is known for his marriage to Mary Queen of Scots and his murder in 1567. In total, the couple had 8 children. Margaret was cut out of Henry VIII's will after an argument and kept to herself during the Protestant Edward VI's reign. However, she was well treated during the Catholic Mary I's reign and attended Mary's marriage to Philip of Spain as Mary's chief lady. Margaret viewed Elizabeth I as illegitimate and supported Mary Queen of Scots' claim to the throne, so was ecstatic when her son became betrothed to Mary. Elizabeth was not happy, and as she couldn't get at Darnley to punish him, she threw his mother into the Tower. On the 19th of February 1567, the imprisoned Margaret was told that her husband and son had been killed. It was actually a mistake. Her son had been killed, but Lennox was still alive. Margaret was in such a state that a royal physician had to be fetched, and she was released to Sheen. Lennox joined her there after the acquittal of James Hepburn, 4th Earl of Bothwell, for their son's murder. They then moved to Cold Harbour, a property given to them by Elizabeth. Lennox was killed on the 4th of September 1571 when he was shot at Stirling Castle, and in 1574 Margaret was allowed to visit Scotland, accompanied by her only living child, Charles. On the way, Charles met and fell in love with Elizabeth Cavendish, daughter of Lady Shrewsbury, Bess of Hardwick. The couple married and had a daughter, Arabella or Arbella, in 1575. On hearing of the news of the marriage match, Elizabeth I had thrown Bess and Margaret into the Tower. But Margaret was released in autumn 1574 and went to live with her son and his new wife in Stepney. Unfortunately, Charles died of tuberculosis in 1576 and his mother was grief-stricken. She died on the 9th of March 1578 after being taken ill at a dinner party attended by Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester. Margaret was buried in Westminster Abbey in the Henry VII Chapel. So that's just a brief overview of the life of Lady Margaret Douglas, Countess of Lennox, who was born on this day in Tudor history, the 8th of October 1515. You could write a book on her life. She had a fascinating life, was caught up in so many things. But I hope that piques your interest to find out more about this Tudor lady. Thank you for joining me. You can subscribe to the channel by clicking round about there. You can hit the bell to be notified as videos go live, and you can, of course, give me a like as well. I'll be back tomorrow with another Tudor tidbit for you. See you then. Bye-bye.